Each week at this time, we present Legislative Report. And joining us today on the program is Lancaster County Representative Steve Mentzer of the 97th Legislative District. And Representative Mentzer, you are planning on reintroducing some legislation in Harrisburg. One has to do with a COVID-19 antibody testing pilot program. Can you talk to us about that measure?
Yes, I believe that there's some advantage to finding out how antibodies are protecting people against the COVID-19 disease. Meaning, if you've had COVID-19, and whether you've had a severe case or a mild case, whether those antibodies will protect you from not only infecting someone else, but protect you from getting the disease again. And there's been a few studies, but I believe we should commit some funding in Pennsylvania to study this further. So what my bill does is it will allocate funding to an employer who is willing to test their employees to find out how effective these antibodies have been. And this would be very, very helpful in some of the retirement communities and nursing homes where it's difficult to get workers to begin with, and many of the workers are hesitant to get the vaccine. So I'm hoping that this session, the legislature will be interested and have an appetite for a bill like this, because I really do think it would be an advantage and another arrow in our quiver for our fight against this virus.
Have you offered a co-sponsorship memo seeking support for your measure?
Yes, I have. That co-sponsorship memo just came out. I think we've got 10 or 12 people on the co-sponsorship memo, so I'm sure we'll gather more signatures as time goes on.
You have another measure that has to do with prior authorization as related to health care. Talk about that for us.
Well, I think your listeners all have probably experienced or know someone who has had an experience where their doctor has suggested a specific test or procedure, and they have to get a okay from the insurance company in order to do the test and procedure. And in many cases, I can see that as a valid step in containing costs of health care, but it's gotten a little out of hand, so that almost every procedure now is being questioned by insurance companies. And actually, many private practices have had to employ 10, 20 people in their practice just to go through the procedure of getting the insurance companies okay before they do a procedure or a test, sometimes very simple tests. And this bureaucracy has just gotten out of hand, and quite frankly, I think the funding would be better spent on healthcare rather than on clerical labor trying to get these authorizations. So my bill simply does not do away with the prior authorization process, but tries to streamline it and work with the insurers and healthcare providers to try to make this a more efficient way to go about gaining approval from insurance companies.
Well, we'll see what happens with these measures as they come forward, and we'll look forward to hearing more about them later. Representative Steve Mentzer, I want to thank you for being with us on today's Legislative Report.
Thank you, Greg.